Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred. 54. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. 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 Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0 hundred hours. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 72 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Partly sunny, 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly sunny, 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy, 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy, 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy, 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy, 77 degrees. KADAC. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. 15 hours. Sunny, 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny, 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy, 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Attesta all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey. That's WADW, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams and general fellowship. This is the directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or in and out. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa, Charlie, Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City. I will be in and out. 7-3s, Dave.
Okay, thank you very much, Dave. And we've got you down as in and out. 73s, have a good one. Any other mobile short timer in and out? Okay, 900, so we'll go to Echo Link. Do we have anyone on Echo Link who would like to check in? Please call now. Okay, no Echo Link heard at this time, so we'll go to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net, please call net control now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor, Foxtrot Ron, Saginaw.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, KF8, EDQ, Mike from Saginaw, no traffic.
This is KD8, MMH, Mike in Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is AUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo. Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is KDA-PAZ, Minnie Burke, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list and we'll see if I missed anybody or if we have anyone else who would like to check in. I've got Dave, KEAPCQ is in and out. I have Ron, KCYVF. I have Mike, KF8EDQ. I have another Mike, KD8MMH. I have Tom, N8UI. I have Bob, N8KPR. And I have Minnie, KD8PAZ. Do we have any others for the list? Okay, we have a KCBOA on there also. Anyone else? Okay, we'll go down the list here. We've been a pretty nice day today. We golfed this morning. Actually, had to have a jacket on as we were going out there, but once we got there, it was... The temperature was nice. We had a really, really fine day today. And if I could have quit after four holes, I had a pretty good round going today. But anyway, that's my story. Anyway, so let's go to the list. Ron, KCYVF, you're up. Stand by Mike, EDQ. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the net tonight. Hope everyone had a good week last week and a good weekend. It was a very nice weekend, a lot cooler than it has been over the last few weekends. Really enjoyed it. Friday night, we had a kind of a private concert at a friend's house out in Saginaw Township. One of the guy that was performing used to live, grew up in St. Charles about 7 years. He moved down to Nashville to try and start his country music career. The couple that was up here in Saginaw met him back before then, 7, 8 years ago, and became friends with him. Well, he was up in the area, had to play a concert up north on Thursday, had another one on Saturday, a pay concert down in Flint at a club, and basically said he would do a private concert for them on Friday. So that's what we went to. We had about 30, 35 people that came to it, and they played. Him and his lead guitar player came along, primarily acoustic guitars for both of them, little electric guitar. Played 2 hours. Played probably 25-plus songs over the 2 hours. Had a real good time. We just sat in the lawn chairs and had a drink and listened to the music and enjoyed ourselves. So it was a good night. It wasn't really too hot. Saturday, we were up in All Grace for my wife's 50th class reunion. So they were at a golf club up there. We had a very good time. Very small class that she had. She had 28 kids in her graduating class. So it was like a family reunion more than anything else. Everybody knew everybody and you know, kept in touch. Some of them, a lot of them did and that. So it was a lot of fun. We got there about 3 o'clock. I didn't think we left until like 8:30, 9 o'clock. So we spent quite a while there just enjoying everybody and talking and having a good time. So that's kind of my weekend. Yesterday I worked on things around the house, getting ready for my trip, and I'll cover that on the 73 round. So back to you, Dave. KCYVF, back to that.
Okay, real good there, Ron. It sounds like probably Noel's view that would be the golf course up there. There's two of them in the area. That's probably the one you're talking about. Anyway, yeah, it was a nice weekend to do things. I had a lot of little projects that needed to get done, and I got most of them at least started. Didn't get anything totally finished, but at least I got started on them. Waiting for a little cooler weather, I would like to take my dipole down and check it out. I do that every year about this time of year, and also I like to check out my Wi-Fi dish up there on the top of that. I've got some trees that need to be taken down, and if I get those trees taken down, I'll be able to see the site at Covenant, so I'm sort of looking forward to that. Okay, let's go to Mike, KF8EDQ, you're up, and I'll take a standby after that. Go ahead, Mike.
KAC, repeater sag.
Yeah, this is KF8EDQ. I don't know if I'll wait for all that static to go away. I think it goes away when the squelch opens or whatever, so I'm just going to go. This is KF8EDQ. I had a pretty good week last week. I went, Gigapart struck again. I ordered another radio to put in my garage so I could put my garage radio in my pickup. So, and then I went and visited the hospital with my therapy dog. I did not go camping this weekend like I wanted to. Let me make sure that I have it and the static went away.
You're okay as long as you're talking, Mike. Go ahead.
All right, gotcha. Thank you very much. Yeah, what else? I did not go camping this weekend. I went and, I went to the animal shelter and walked dogs, and then I installed a pole in my yard so I can put up my HF antenna. So that's it's coming up quickly. Today I worked, and then I went out to Midland to go to, I think the restaurant's called Grazzi. It's an Italian restaurant. They had freshly made noodles, and I got the Alfredo with the in the Parmesan bowl. They have this big roll, big wheel of Parmesan that they roll the noodles in, and I got a side of grilled chicken to go on top of it. It was quite delicious, and I did that with my mom, stepdad, and my grandma is still with us, so I'm very blessed in that way. With that, I'll pass it back to Nat. This is KFA-EDQ.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, if you need any advice on antennas, I've done quite a few of them over my past 60 years in ham radio, and I've tried about anything. So, anyway, this WADW, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Do we have any others for the list before I continue on? Okay, nothing hurts, so we'll go to the other mic, K8MMH, you're up, stand by Tom.
Hey, WADW, this is K8MMH. Well, good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Not this past weekend, but the previous weekend, I had my long weekend annual trip up to the UP. First couple days weren't too bad, then the rains set in and kind of limited some of the things I wanted to do on the way back, but anyway, all in all, good time. This past weekend, Saturday, helped out up in Midland Saturday morning at the Midland City Forest with the Midland Amateur Radio Group for their annual Dirty Dog Run that they have out there at the Midland City Forest. So, weather was perfect for that. Everything turned out okay there. Other than that, enjoying the little bit nicer, cooler weather that we had here today. Eye appointment today, went and got my eyes checked. No big changes, so everything's good there. Other than that, not much else. I think this will be my only go-around 2 days, so you can check me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. KD8MMH, back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a dandy week this week. Maybe some rain tomorrow or something. We can use a little bit of rain. Actually, one of my projects over the weekend was I have a the eaves trough on the back of my house over the deck area. I've got covers over the top so that the eaves don't fill up with stuff, but they were so jammed up with everything on top, the water still was going over the top of that. So we got that cleaned out, and hopefully that will stay that way for the remainder of the year. But got an eaves trough up on the second floor, or the second story, that probably needs done. I'm going to throw a camera up there and see what it looks like, and if it needs to be done, probably get somebody to do that. I don't do the second story ones anymore. Anyway, Tom, NADUI, you're up, and stand by Bob. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Dave. This is NADUI. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. Yes, we have some relief now from the very, very warm, humid, sticky air the last couple weeks. We came home from camping a week ago today with our granddaughter. She stayed an extra couple of days, and we took her back last Wednesday evening. Her mom's a fifth grade teacher over Midland, and it was open house, so the kids could meet their teachers and their classmates and find their desk and their classroom and everything. So we took our granddaughter over there, and her mom and dad were both there waiting for her, and she met her teacher, and she met her some of her classmates, so she's all excited. School starts tomorrow for her, and she's excited. She likes school. She likes to learn. She'll be in fourth grade, so she's of that age. She's very curious about a lot of things, and science and technology and robots, and she likes to draw and sketch and things like that, paint. So she's a good little girl. We love her a lot. Let me break real quick. Anyway, I'm back. What else did I do? I cut the grass last Friday. I got a whole one bag of clippings. I mean, it was just pathetic. Usually I have maybe three and a half bags of clippings when the grass is healthy. But basically all I do is just level it off because some of the grass grows taller than the other grass. I just wanted to level off so it looks halfway decent. It doesn't look like a quagmire, so I got about a bag of clippings and bagged them up Friday, and then, let's see, Saturday, my wife and I, we went to visit my brother and his family. They were camping in Caseville at the county park. It was weekend two of Cheeseburger Festival, and it was a madhouse. It's really, there's only one street in and out of Caseville, M25, and it was back, bumped up the traffic. It was crazy. Let me break again. But it was a lot of fun. They do this every year. I think it's their fifth or sixth year. There's four campers, family and friends of my brother and his wife. And they kind of circle the wagons with the campers. There was four of them, and they're all tied together with decorative lights and canopies. And it was a big party. They had a lot of food. My brother, he smoked, 12 racks of ribs. 12 racks of ribs. He smoked. It was a big honking, upright smoker. He hangs the ribs vertically. And so we had ribs, and there was salads and desserts and cake, and it was a good time. Wife and I, we overindulge ourselves, but what the heck, you know, it's a good time, it's for a good cause, you know, good cause, it's for our stomachs, basically, but, and my mom, she stopped by, too, she's 88 years old, so she stopped by for a couple hours and ate her fill also and visited and had a good time, so, and then yesterday we got together with some friends for half a day and went to breakfast and visited with them, too, so that was about it for my week. Beginning of a new week, we'll see what happens this week. Yeah, hopefully get a little more work done outside because it's not so hot. So I've been looking forward to getting some work done outside. So, anyways, I'm gonna toss it back to Net Control, and we'll catch you in the 73 round. Until then, this is NEUI.
Okay, real good there, Tom. Yeah, they have these festivals or parties in these towns and. And it fills them up. I know that when we came back from the UP, we stopped in Grayling. We actually stopped at Hardwick Pines trying to get into Grayling, and that was the weekend of the canoe race. What fun. This is WADW, Saginaw County, or Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday.net. Okay, let's go to Bob. NAKPR, you're up. Stand by, Manny.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
Good evening, Dave, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, Tom at Cheeseburger Festival. That's quite the circus. I knew somebody that lived down there, lived close to town, and we'd go there occasionally. And yeah, it's just a zoo, but it's fun. It's fun, you know. If you like that kind of stuff, it was fun. I like that kind of stuff. But, I need a new roof on my barn, so I've been getting quotes. And I just had, the barn's 30 by 40 foot barn. And, need a new shingles on it because these ones that are on it, the barn was built in 87. It's got the original shingles on, so it's like, what, 38 years old, something like that. But they're not in really bad shape. I mean, well, yeah, they're in bad shape, but they don't look bad shape from the ground. I think I got one shingle missing in the ridge vent. Got a couple leaks in it, but just a pinhole type thing. So anyways, the last one I had today, the guy was here for like almost 2 hours. No, it was 2 hours. And man, he started out at $25,000 to roof that barn, and I've got one chimney coming out of there for, you know, for a gas furnace. That's it. And he got it finally down to $22,000. I'm thinking, no way. That's almost twice as much what it cost me to do my house 3 years ago. But anyways, I entertained him for a while, but then I finally said no. No, that's just way too much. That's way too much money for, but it was quality material that he was showing me, you know. Definitely, don't get me wrong, it was good stuff, but man, I just can't believe he wanted that much compared to some of the other quotes I got. You know, some of them were high. You know, I had another one for 15, but I got one more quote coming up, and I think this guy I'm going to pick is this guy here. He's been doing a lot of work around the area here, and everybody likes his work, so probably have him do it. But that's it for this round. Back to net control, KPR.
Yeah, okay, real good. Yeah, that's pretty good chunk out of the wallet. Minnie, KDAPZ, you're up. Stand by rip.
Well, good evening, WADW. This is KDADAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everybody in here tonight. Got a good net going. Anyway, not doing too much. I cleaned out my bird bath today and put some fresh water in it, and I looked out there a little while ago, and there was three or four birds in there taking a bath, so they really enjoyed the fresh water. Other than that, I haven't been doing too much. This week is kind of a lazy week. Next week is going to be a little busier, so this is KDADAZ back to WADW.
Okay, real good there, Minnie. Yeah, the birds need the water, the birds and the other varmints around there. I haven't seen my raccoon lately, though. I don't know what happened to him. I was going to put the trap out for him, but I haven't seen him, so we're just holding off on that. Rick, KCVOA, you're up. I'll be at the bottom of the list. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody in the net. Hopefully everybody is doing well. Had a wonderful weekend up north this last week, camping for 3 days. And, folks, the color is changing, so seasonal change is coming at us quick. I noticed a few trees changing up there and so forth. So that's where'd the summer go, that's for sure. Later this week, Friday night, we have a movie playing at church. It's open to everyone. It's going to be going from 6 until about 8 o'clock. The movie's called The Forge. You're all welcome. And other than that, I'm going to turn it back over to net control, and I am one and done. So 73, KC8BOA.
Okay, real good there, Rick. It's 73 to you. Have a good one. Have a good week and a good time there on Friday. Okay, this is WADW, Santa Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the net tonight? Please call now. Okay, we'll go back to the first 73 round. Ron, KCAYVF, you're up. Stand by Mike, EDQ. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening again, Dave. Yeah, for me at least coming up, normal work week at least, but I am getting ready for my trip. I will leave on Saturday down to Arkansas. So Sunday I will be on the road in Missouri, so I will hopefully get on the Sunday night net with Echolink. And Monday night net I will be down in Arkansas at the hotel, so hopefully I can get on from there as well. So at least the two Sundays I'll be on the road, as well as next Monday. The following Monday for Labor Day, I will be home. I have to be home by then because I go to work the next day. So I should be back in the shack for that one at least. It's got to cool off down there something. Temperature today down in Little Rock, which is near where I'm going to be staying, I'll be about an hour or so west of that. 103 degrees today. It's supposed to be up there, 101 to 103 tomorrow. Saturday or Sunday when I get there right now, they're listing about 90 degrees, which would be better, but not much better. 10 degrees less, better so. But, yeah, they've got an excessive heat warning that's out for today and tomorrow with heat indexes at 115, so they're basically saying stay indoors, do all of that, and we'll be on a motorcycle trip, so we will be outdoors for hours on end. I have a couple of trips planned, routes planned that are in the 3-hour, 4-hour range on the ride time, so through the mountains. So hopefully the mountains, it's a little cooler, but I don't know. We'll find out when I get there. And I got to call my cousin that I'm going down to visit tomorrow night and make sure that he's able to ride in those temperatures. I don't know if he rides in those temperatures or not. I know other guys that do, but there's some guys that, oh, if it gets, you know, 90 degrees, they're in the air-conditioned house, they can't do anything. But we'll find out. If not, I'll be riding by myself for 4 days. But that's kind of the plan at the moment. I'll kind of keep you apprised when I get on the net Sunday and Monday of next week. So 73, everyone, have a good week. Remember, school starts tomorrow for a lot of school districts. So if you are out and about in the early morning hours or 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, watch for school buses, watch for kids, and watch for a whole bunch of more traffic because you'll have a bunch of parents in the morning that have no clue where they're supposed to take their kids or what time they're supposed to leave. And it's usually about a mess out on the roads for the first week or so as parents get used to it. But for this, a lot of them are just for a few days this week, and then they're back off again till after Labor Day. So I don't know. You have to check your local listings, I guess. So 73, everyone, have a good week. KC8YVF, back to that.
Okay, real good there, Ron, KC8YVF. So be safe there on your trip there, Ron, and have a good time. Yeah, I sort of look forward to the kids going back to school because that means the camping gets a little better in the next couple months. So I probably will be planning some stuff going on. I know that I checked today one campsite that normally is real hard to get into, and I know that it was filled for this period. I see that they have some openings, so there's people canceling and go then. Another thing I saw, though, the particular campground state park normally is $38, I think this year was. They are listed now for $53 a night, so the cost is going up, which I'm not sure if that's going to keep people out of the parks and give me a chance to get for a reservation that I want, or people just say, hey, we don't care, we got to do this, we need a vacation, and that's, I think, is probably going to be the case. Okay, let's go to Mike, KF8 EDQ, you're up, stand by Tom. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, WADW. I will take any and all advice from knowledgeable people about when it comes to multi-band antennas. I got a Hustler. It is a 5 BTV. It does 10, 15, 20, 40, and 80. I made contact with, I think it's K8DO Doc, a.k.a. Doc, at the last radio meeting, and I have his contact information. So I am going to be contacting him to see if he can help me out. If for some reason that doesn't work out or something, I would be elated to get your contact information if you could help me out with that at all. That'd be grateful. I have it's a Surecom SWR, and I have a Nano VNA, so I can scope it out. I just don't know what I'm doing. Other than that, I guess KC8YVF Ron, it's obviously not an emergency, and you can deal with it after your trip if you like. The Meshtastic Saginaw group, I was interested in that. I figured I'd remind you about that. No rush or anything. Obviously, I don't need it right now, but I'm interested. And with that, I'll say 73 and turn it back to net. This is KF8 EDQ.
Okay, real good there, Mike. The Hustler antenna, very, very good antenna. That's what I use for field day. I have a 6 BTV, the Hustler's good antenna. It's not that hard to tune. There's just a plane around to be done. That's also the one that Mike, or that Tom, EUI, he bought that from one of the estates that that I would sell stuff for, and he used that for field data. Good antenna, not bad. But mine, I've actually got a butternut sitting in, out there right now, and I'm thinking I'm going to put the Hustler up back up and use it for the winter time. A little more friendly than the butternut, and it'll work quite well. I've got on my particular setup. I got 28 radials in the ground and work from work 80 meters. Mostly 80 meters, and then, but it's a really nice on 15 and 20. It's good, good DX antenna. Okay, Tom, NADUI, you're up. I'll take a standby after that.
Okay, thanks, Dave. This is AEUI. Speaking of antennas, I've been wanting to take down my 80 and 40 meter inverted V. It's a cool, decent antenna, but every time I want to go on the digital bands with on 80, I have to shorten the, lengthen the meter stubs, and to go back to a phone, I have to shorten them. So it's, I have it down to a system. It's just a hassle to lower the end. So I have an off-center, 80 to 10 meter off-center dipole, and that would just I think work just right in my backyard. So hopefully I can get that up before it gets too cold. Get it up maybe later this or next month maybe when it starts getting more consistently cool. Because it's going to be tuned and everything. It takes a little time to tune in. So, but that's about it on my end. I'm going to toss it back and say good night to everybody in 73, and we'll catch us all next Monday night. Hopefully this is NADUI. Say good night and have a good week.
Okay, real good there, Tom. And I guess my main antenna is my dipole. I've got a homebrew trapped 4080. Then actually I've got 10 meters and 20 meters dropped off from that too. So with that particular dipole, I use 4080. It will tune 15. And the other two antennas off is the 10 and the 20 meters. And 10 meters is real funny because you look up, there's not a whole lot of wire up in the air, but it works quite well. I've worked, and when 10 meters is open, I really like 10 meters. I've worked all over the world with that, just that wire up there. You look up there and wonder how it works. So. Okay, it's WDW for the Second Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Okay, Bob, NAKPR, you're up. Stand by, Benny.
Okay, Dave. Hey, Ron, safe travels again. The dangerous world out there in the place, but, you know, it's not you, it's them. Yeah, I've been on bikes since I was like 13 years old, so, yeah, just be safe, keep hydrated with those temperatures, hopefully they go down for you, my friend, hopefully the temperatures go down, you know, especially when you're wearing all that gear, you know, it just, oh, it gets so hot, and, what else was I going to say, Dave, the butternut, you know, that was my first antenna I ever had, was a butternut, and that was like 36 years ago, and you know what, I still use it, I still have it. I did have to replace one of the tubes on it, got kind of the one where the, there's a ceramic insulator in there, the one on top of the ceramic insulator, I had to replace that, I just had 2 watt belt, you know, from the wind and whatnot, but I replaced that. But everything else is original. And man, well, then there's the wire at top, on the top, you know, for the 15 meters. I replaced that with something a little all sturdier. I mean, I think you use 14-gauge electrical wire. But I love that antenna. Man, it just works. I've talked all around the world. Matter of fact, I even talked to myself one time. My signal went all the way around the globe, you know, all around the poles, and come back and I heard myself. Like, wow, that's crazy. But I do have a dipole, and it's 58 feet long, somewhere in there. And I use that for 160, 80, and it'll tune in to other stuff too. I mean, the butternut will tune in, but will tune for 80. But it's a lot quieter. When you get to those low bands, it's a lot quieter than my vertical. So with that, thanks for doing the net, Dave, and everybody have a great week. And Rod, be safe, my friend. Back to net control, NATPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. Yeah, the Hustler 6B TV vertical was my first antenna when I moved to this location where I was before. I had all kinds of room to do dipoles, and I had an open wire fed zap that worked just fabulous, but I could not figure out what I was going to do for antennas here, so we put the 6B TV vertical up and used it. It worked very, very well. It's not a very good antenna for shorter distance as far as the around a seat, and that's one of the ones you really need the dipole for that. But I took it down and I put up the butternut. Like you say, the butternut's pretty good. It's pretty easy to tune. Each band. The Hustler takes a little more finesse. You got to do a little more work on it, but you decide to do it. You do the you work from 10 meters and work from 10 meters to go from there. Once you get one, then you go to the next, and it's not too awful bad. So I've got a lot of experience with that one. Minnie, KDAPZ, you're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KDAPAZ, and Ron, you have a good trip and safely, and enjoy yourself. Anyway, other than that, not too much going on this week. Like I say, next week it's a little busy, but other than that, everything else is going okay. This is KDAPAZ, back to WATW.
Okay, real good there, Minnie, and 73's here. I have a good one. This WEDW, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else that would like to get on the list for the net tonight? Please call now.
You can put me down and out, Dave. Good evening. KVSWR.
I was waiting for you, Jeff. I haven't talked to you in quite a while. Thank you for checking in. Have a good one there, and I was on your neighborhood here last week. I had to take the car out to Frankenmuth, so we were out in that neighborhood anyway. 73's, have a good one. Do we have anyone else for the list? Okay, I got to find my shoes here. at this time, let me see. I'm lost. Okay. Are there any other closing comments or announcements for the net tonight? Sometimes we do that. We get so used to doing it that we don't look at the sheet, and all of a sudden you go, "Oh, where am I?" Okay. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 10 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank those who participated in tonight's net. This is Dave, WADW. The net is now closed. We've turned the frequency back to normal amateur use. And I have a net report for you there, Ron.
Okay, Dave, I am ready. Go right ahead.
Okay, please copy number 135, routine. Amateur radio call Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey.
figures 1-0. Saginaw, letter group Mike India. August, figures 1-8. Going to your station, Ron Husky, CYVF, break. The letter groups here, Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha, Monday, net check-ins, figures 1-0, traffic, figure 1, time, figures 4-5 minutes, break. Signed Dave, WADW, and no more.
I have the report, Dave. Thank you very much for doing the net tonight. And we'll talk to you again. KCYVF, Cliff.
Okay, real good. Thanks a lot there, Ron. 730, and have a good one. WADW out.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.